I feel 50-50.
Okay.
First
mixed
of all,
feeling.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a mixed feeling. First of all, I want to send my profound heartfelt to the people of Duke County. I think something terrible happened yesterday there. As we are celebrating in Juba, some people are mourning for their dear ones. And this is what is hurting me so much, is that the other part of the country is celebrating, another part of the country, people are not celebrating. Coming to this peace celebration, I personally think it is a good initiative. However, what are we celebrating? Are we really celebrating peace? Or are we celebrating the signing of the peace agreement? Because these are two different things, and people seem to be contradicting the two. We are not celebrating peace because as citizens we don't see the real evidence of peace. Because the peace that I will celebrate is that if I'm able to travel to the countryside, if I'm able to go to different parts, if I don't hear that people are still fighting, that is the peace that with what celebration. We are 2 months into the pre-transitional period. What achievements have we achieved so far? We are left with 6 months to the end of the pre-transitional period. So I think that what we are celebrating today, to me, it's the signing of the peace agreement and leaders coming out to recommit themselves that we have indeed signed the agreement and we're ready to implement the agreement. I'm not celebrating peace.
All right, we'll get back to you later. And Jacob, Wani there has mixed feelings about this whole celebration. How do you feel about the day?
Well, I wouldn't actually say that I have a mixed feeling, but I'm not completely celebrating anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Wani has put it before, it's not only in Duke, by the way. It's also happening in Jale.
Mm-hmm.
There have also been some attack tonight in
Jale Payam,
and here we are trying to say that we are celebrating peace. The reality, as Wani has put it, is that it's not actually peace because we are not at peace. Maybe what is being celebrated is the signing of the peace agreement that was signed in Khartoum. But otherwise, I don't think we are at peace. And the time when the citizen will experience that peace, the time when we'll be able to, you know, visit each other, move around the country, and having no, like, road attacks, no... You have had recently, there was a protest by Dr. John Garang,
University
in Bor, because of the insecurity in between Bor and Juba Road. Well, that is not a sign of peace to us. Definitely, it means that South Sudan is not yet at peace. But after that, I also appreciate the fact that there is some sign of hope that is being shown by the main protagonist to this conflict. So. What I would say exactly is that it's not the peace that we are celebrating, but what they need to do as the main protagonists, or rather the leaders of this country, is they need to reconcile our people. They need to apologize to this country.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go around, because citizen did not cause this conflict. It was caused by the leaders, and hence, you know, They owe us an apology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and the celebration is taking place, Awani, already at the Dr. John Garang Museum. What could you like to see? What opportunities do you think this celebration gives in the implementation of this peace agreement?
I think, as my colleague Jacob said earlier, one thing that we want to commend is the coming of the political leaders into the country, particularly in Juba. There's been a lot of discussions that the IO leader, Dr. Riak, might jet in with the Sudan president, Omar Hassan al-Bashir, but seeing pictures coming from the airport that
he came alone with
his delegation without all this, and seeing the lambs and our leaders coming in without anybody, that shows a kind of trust and confidence building that the leaders are trying to show to the people. And I think what I look forward is an opportunity to the leaders today is that the kind of message that they will send today will be one of the messages that people are going to really set that we are ready in the peace. The kind of information that they want to pass out. And for me, I think the focus will be them building the confidence, not among themselves, even for the citizens. They must demonstrate to us that they are ready to implement the peace. I would also love to see the body language of all these leaders, even the way they greet themselves, you know, the way they will conclude the day. It's very important to see how they will really interact with each other and how the day will really go by. So for me, the opportunity they have, this is a golden opportunity for them leaders to put all the doubts of the people down. But the critical things with William, as my colleague Jacob said, is that how many people access Dr. John Garang Mesellium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard somebody saying 1 million people are going to be gathering today there. Is that our population here? How many people in the countryside, in mm-hmm. the states, mm-hmm. are getting this information that Dr. Riak and the SOA and the leaders, all of them are here? You know, so I really agree with the people who have been saying, let us not end in Juba. Let them think about also visiting the states.
Visiting the states
and also expressing that they're really for peace than focusing, mm-hmm. you know, on Juba.
All right. We'll get back to you, Jacob. It's news coming in is that I think President Yoweri Museveni has already arrived at the Juba International Airport, but we'll give you the details of that shortly here. Jacob, what you did mention, the leaders out there should come and ask for forgiveness from the citizen, and not the citizen to thank them, like some of the writing in the invitation that we have seen. So basically, what else could you like to say from these leaders?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's so awkward to say that the citizens should thank the leaders
for their commitment.
We don't thank you for like displacing us, for killing us, for, you know, us running to the POCs. But otherwise, you know, you come and apologize to us. And you know, we cannot thank you for having like fragmented us, you know, dividing us into tribal lines. But otherwise, you know, you need to reconcile us and bring us together. So what I'm saying is that it's a good sign that they have come together and they have the willing to work. But again, you know, if we refer back, you know, people are so skeptical to this. Because if you look at what happened in 2016, there was a sign that, okay, they're going to work together and they're now here. So let's wait and see. Mm-hmm. 2 months later, what happened? We all know. So what we need, you know, it's political will. We need them to be committed to this agreement. We need them to show like that, you know, exactly that going to implement this and they're willing to work for the people of South Sudan, not, you know, literally to take up their positions and, you know, start mm-hmm. thinking about themselves. And that is it. No. I want them to, you know, go to the POCs together. Talk to the people. Go to, you know, how many POCs are in this country, as Wani mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all of these people will come to Garang Mesellium. Yeah? Who are the people who are most affected in this country? These are the people who are in the displaced camps, the people who are in the POCs, the people who are in refugee camps.
Mm-hmm.
So these people need their hopes restored. They need to build that trust with the people that we are willing and ready to move this country forward. So that is what I would actually expect from them.
Okay.
This is just a glimpse of working together. But otherwise, the bigger meaning of these people working together will be shown by them talking to the people and moving around all together, touring this country and letting people understand that they're ready to move forward.
If you just join us, you're listening to a special coverage of the Peace Day celebration here in Radio Miraya. It's 29 minutes past 11. And yes, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the president of Uganda, has just arrived at the Juba International Airport, and he's getting out of his plane. And yes, the president of the Republic of South Sudan, of course, that is President Salva Kiir Mayardit, will be there to receive him. And Museveni, yes, is coming right off the plane right now at the Juba International Airport. Well, you go through the program. I earlier told you about the programs, and if you look at the programs clearly, there are also some awards to be given today. I mean, is that worth?
I wait to see the justification for those awards. Of course, one will not wonder why they're giving the award to president of Sudan, maybe they're thinking that because the high-level revitalization forum ended in Khartoum, and Khartoum managed to mediate these parties to come together to agree. But one really way to see why not Museveni, not Uhuru, not the Ethiopian Prime Minister, not why Omar Hassan al-Bashir single out. So I think the Vice Chancellor of Juba University will be able to explain to the crowd why they are awarding the award to the Sudanese president. But I think to some of us may not be a surprise. It might be attributed to the HLRF process. As you know, everything, almost everything, ended in Khartoum with most of the signing.
Jacob,
I think I won't comment much on that because my comment will actually, you know, be prompted by the justification of the award. Why is it being given? What reason? And if I'm not convinced with that, I will definitely say no. Okay. Why is it being given?
Yes.
And, you know, Sebit, there's actually one thing that I, you know, want to touch about. If, after all, you know, our people are ready, or our leaders are ready to implement this peace agreement, we have political detainees. We have prisoners of war. And this is covered on the COH agreement. And
COH, that's the cessation of hostilities.
Yes. Okay. And if you look at it, well, it was good, and it was a good sign that five were released recently. How about the rest? What are we doing with the rest? Are they not part of the agreement? And if they are we implementing the agreement? So the reality is, let's take a step. And, you know, you take another step, at least, you know, to show as a sign that, you know, we are implementing the agreement. So what we all need is for all of us, if we are to celebrate, let's celebrate this peace agreement as the whole country, not a few of us.
Okay. Moving forward after the peace agreement today, of course, the big the big task is implementing it to the later and bring peace to South Sudan. But when you mentioned about fighting taking place in Duke, where some people are obviously mourning today, and in Jale, as Jacob added. And we heard about also, you know, violation of the cessation of hostilities in some parts of the country, like in Yei, Kajukeji, Wau. Now, with this celebration going on, and at the back of your mind having this cessation of hostilities being violated, do you sometimes lose hope that maybe this might not work?
I think I will still reinstate with what my colleague Jacob said. I think as citizens, what we want to see actions, more to what, because we have listened to so many beautiful speeches by political leaders, but when it comes to implementation, there's no implementation. I've been seeing a lot of conversations on social media where people say, I will celebrate peace if I'm able to go to Kajukeji, if I'm able to go to Yei freely. You may recall, I think five days back, there was a car of the, I think there was a convoy of NGO cars that were attacked on the way on Yei Road.
Yes.
And some people lost their lives. And, you know, as we celebrating, some people are still mourning for that. So I really believe that what we want to see is actions. What are in the COH are implemented. There are people that are saying we are celebrating the peace, but we have our brothers and sisters who are still in the prison, you know, who are still detained. So I feel the president has a responsibility today to really give us hope that as a president, he's willing to implement the agreement in letter and in spirit, but in terms of actions, we will want to see those results and the outcome from tomorrow. Whether those prisoners of war and political detainees are going to be released as per the provisions of the agreement, whether the violence is going to reduce, because we have so many violence that are not even attributed to the current HLRA process. For example, the fighting in Duke has nothing to do with the political differences. So we have a lot of clan clashes in Rumbek, you know, in Lake State, and most of the pastoralist committees that need to be dealt with. So I really believe that They should be able to communicate this to the commanders at the ground, and I believe that also their commanders on the ground are listening to the speeches of their commanders in chief who are already in Juba, that it is time for them to really adhere to the provisions of the agreement. I think the only biggest challenge is the people who did not sign the agreement, mm-hmm. and still they are holding guns, you know, and they are still, you know, fighting. You know, they say they don't believe in this peace agreement. So we also hope to hear from the president what message is he having to people who have decided not to sign the agreement and they are still at large. Mm-hmm. And they post very dangerous security threat still to us. You know, for example, in Yeriva, some of them who did not sign the agreement are still engaged in serious, comfort. So I really look forward to see or to hearing what our president will say. I think all eyes today will be on him, okay. and possibly Dr. Riak. What message are they going to have for the people of South Sudan? And that message must translate into
actions
and we'll hold them accountable for whatever they say today.
All right. If you just join us, remember you're listening to a special coverage of today's peace celebration, a special program of today's peace celebration here on Radio Miraya. Yoweri Kaguta Museveni arrived at the Juba International Airport, and of course both of them went and the national anthem of Uganda and South Sudan were played there, and after that Museveni was given the guard of honor, and now he is entering into the VIP section so he can move right away and go to the Dr. John Garang Museum, and that is where the celebration will be taking place. My guests here with me in the studio is Wani Michael from the OK African Foundation and Jacob Bull, who is an activist with Anna Taban. Well, you can call us and talk to us and tell us about your thoughts about this particular day, and what do you think about this celebration? What could you like to see in the implementation of this peace agreement? And also, if you have a question or comments that you would like to make to my guests here, they're here to answer you, so you can call us and be live in the program. Let's take a caller. Yeah. Hello, welcome.
Yes,
welcome. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Santino, Dr. Jolang Brazilian Ground.
Yes, Santino, you are already there. How does that make you feel?
Some of you actually have been here, have just come in the morning at 7. So, when you are coming here, the people are very happy, they are dead. Mm-hmm. Actually, they are a million, that's the people. So, actually, the people are now...
Yes.
Celebrating, they are very happy and they are waiting mm-hmm. For our leaders, and then they give us the speech.
Right.
So actually, it is very colorful. A lot of cultural activities are now taking place here, so people are really, really very happy.
That's good to know, Santino. I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself. Now, I have my guests here in the studio. You like to give them a comment, or you like to make a question? Ask a question.
Yeah. I want to comment, Super William.
Mm-hmm.
As we know that now the celebration is now taking place right now, and the citizens are really want to listen the speeches from the leaders. Especially from the and President Salva Kiir. So the citizens want to know that now the people are now loving to us. So we want to hear the message from them. How can they restore the trust which has been from them? Now this is what we are waiting now. If you are coming here now, even I cannot see now. I use the opportunity so that I can listen the speeches of the two leaders, because you are
hopefully
the ground is very, very, very full, you know. You cannot even see the where our leaders are just sitting, so the people are just using alternative so that they can listen when the speeches are to be read.
All right.
So actually I'm here, I'm just using Radio Mara as a alternative so that I can listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to us. We do appreciate your time. Santino Madud, right there at the Dr. John Garang Museum, where the celebration is taking place today. Well, you too can call us and be live. And yes, we will be taking more also of your text messages here. Hello, your name and where are you calling from?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
welcome.
This is Kwangar Kwal from Kajo.
Your name once again, please?
Kwangar Kwal from Kajo.
Yes, Kwal, well, go ahead, please. Your comment or question?
So, we are very... So, my comment is that...
Yes,
so, we are very happy to hear that. And we hope our leaders to implement that agreement.
Okay. You want
so
the leaders...
we are very happy and we are enjoying here also.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you for talking to us, and we do appreciate your time. Now, let's get back to our guests here in the studio and talk to them. Well, Santino and Kwal all are happy celebrating this particular day, and Kwal said they would like to see the peace agreement implemented, which is the most important part of this. What could you like to say about the moods that you've seen?
I think about the mood, Sevid, as I said before, people are still skeptical. Mm-hmm. And if you see, if you have heard the comments from the two gentlemen, Santino and Kwal, mm-hmm. Santino is saying that we are actually using other alternatives to listen to our leaders on what they will say, because people have lost trust in them. So he want to see what messages are the leaders going to give out for restoration of trust among the citizen. That is actually a sign of being skeptical. You don't really feel like, okay, this is really, I'm jovial about this. I'm so happy that I'm on the ground here. But what they want to hear is the messages that will come out from these leaders. So it's good that, you know, they bring forth messages of peace, messages of hopes, messages that, you know, will reconcile our communities and get them back to that mood where we got into 2011 when we gained our independence. Also with Kwal Ngor, mm-hmm. he's saying that I hope the leaders will implement the agreement. Mm-hmm. So everyone is being hopeful. Mm-hmm. So it's also a sign of, you know, mm-hmm. skepticism, and, mm-hmm. you know, you want them to implement this. And basically, you know, you just live on hopes. If I would say that, I'm sure, well, there's one day, one time that this country will live in peace, and, you know, we will live in harmony. As I have put it mm-hmm. sometimes back, that, you know, it's only about hopes. If at all the liberators of this country fought, you know, to attain the country, that, you know, at some point they were not actually seeing where they're gonna, you know, reach when they are fighting this war. Yet, you know, they don't have the resources, they don't have the weapon, they don't have, but they manage. And at long last, some of us who did not take up arms helped them in mm-hmm. in voting for the referendum, and we attain our country. So I am also hopeful that one day, one time, there will be rule of law in this country, and peace will be enjoyed by each and every citizen of this country.
Let's go through some of the text messages before we give you a chance. I need to respond to also some of this coming here. We have Ayok Mwalbol from Rumbek University of Science and Technology saying, hello, my dear listeners across South Sudan. I'm highly grateful and I appreciate the peace that is going to be implemented. And I'm kindly requesting all citizens of South Sudan to be with the spirit of peace as one brothers and one sisters. We're now celebrating here in Rumbek University Hostel with many we're celebrating now with many of the people who have come here. Thank you for your message. Another text message here is saying, I am very happy for this celebration day, and if possible, let it stop peacefully and everybody should go back home peacefully. We are very happy here in Bentiu, protection of civilian side. That's coming from George Lon Kwal. And another text message here saying, I will be able to celebrate if there is free movement and freedom of speech in South Sudan, but not the coming of Dr. Riek and the rest of the people to celebrate this. I would like to see, this is very important, he's saying, we'd like to see free movement and freedom of speech in South Sudan. As civil society activists, what are your thoughts when it comes to the issue of freedom of speech and relations to peace?
I think, Sabit William, it is very important, especially with the peace agreement. Because if you have to make this agreement successful, you must be able to disseminate the agreement. But if civil society
are not able to disseminate the agreement, you are not able to speak freely, you are not able to exercise your constitutional right. By the way, freedom to freedom of speech is a constitutional right. It is not a right that is just given over time, but it is a fundamental human right that must be adhered to. So I agree with him. For us to really have a genuine peace, we must have freedom of movement, and freedom of movement means that all guns have gone silent. People are able to go to their countryside without any other issues. Even within Juba yesterday, there had been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of checking here and there, and maybe I don't know whether there were also kind of harassment, but we must have free movement. So I really agree with him that one of the dividends of peace or the implementation of this peace agreement is the government and the warring parties guaranteeing freedom of speech. That's why I said today all eyes and all ears will be, or the two leaders mainly, the president and Dr. Riak, what message are they going to tell us? Are they going to guarantee us that freedom? But again, freedoms are not given. You must really fight for them. No, so that's why we keep fighting a civil society so that we have that freedom for our citizens. So I agree with him. There must be freedom of speech so that people are able to say whatever they feel like.
Great. Yes. Let's go through more of the text messages. James Kwang from Bentiu Protection of Civilian side is saying, I'm really happy for the peace celebration that is going to take place today, and I hope this year South Sudan get total peace and it will be the end of the suffering of the citizens of South Sudan. Another one here coming from Andrea Arop Malek from Turalay Twitch stage, and he's saying, we're really happy to celebrate this day today here in Turalay. More of your messages coming here. Angelo Atem from Turale also is saying that I would like to talk about the peace agreement that is being celebrated today. It's important that people be happiness, people should enjoy freedom. And I can conclude by saying that to the entire citizens of South Sudan, let us listen to the speeches carefully, and that is what he's saying. Let's have one united nation, which is one country that is very united. Well, this is the Mirai Breakfast Show. Good morning to you. And yes, let's take some more calls. Remember, you too can call us and talk to my guests here. Hello, your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Angog, you have a comment or a question to my guest?
Yeah, I have a comment and also a question. William.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My comment is, Good William, celebration alone cannot bring a permanent peace in South Sudan. The first priority is repentance and forgiveness. If we forgive, then automatically peace will come by itself. And also commitment. If we are committed to the implementation of peace, then South Sudan will see us doing a permanent peace.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to our guest, Super William.
Yes.
We are happy to celebrate this peace today. But God himself is not happy with us. That's all to the need.
Mm-hmm.
Because today we sign a peace and also we mean a celebration, and tomorrow gunship again. So my question to our guest, what will you tell the citizens of South Sudan? This peace will be permanent and will not be like the peace in 2015. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. Let's take one more caller. Hello, your name please, and where you calling from? Hello? Hello? Okay, we seem to...
Yes,
welcome.
Yes, hello, Stephen.
Yes, your name?
Yes, connected with Gadjang, Stephen Bull from Bentiu.
Stephen Bull from Bentiu.
Yes.
Yes, Stephen, how is Bentiu? And please, what do you think about the day today?
Yes, I think this day is a lovely day to all people of South Sudan, and it's a very fantastic day also for the arrival of the commission and the rest of African.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but what we only need from our leader, we need only a quick implementation so that our people who are not serving in the POCs or in the refugees camp may come out and rebuild their life, their normal life.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time, Stephen from Bentiu. Now let's go through some of these comments. Qual actually is saying that it's not about Angok said it's not about the celebration. It's all about repentance and forgiveness, which is very, very important, according to him. And also we had right there from our last caller who said the implementation of the peace agreement should be very fast. And Angok also asked, and he brought like the 2015 agreement that failed. What can be done differently this time, not to take us back to that particular situation where in 2016 there was fighting all over again? Jacob?
I think I agree with Angok on the point that celebration alone cannot bring peace to South Sudan. 100% I agree with him on that. And he also mentioned the point of repentance and forgiveness. So, you know, before you repent, you have to accept the fact that you have done something wrong and you need to be forgiven. So the message, as I stated earlier, is that our leaders need to accept the fact that they subjected us to this suffering as a citizen of South Sudan. And for them to be forgiven, they will have to ask for it from the citizen. Yeah. So it's about accepting the fact that you have done wrong. So definitely I agree with Angok on that. And, you know, it shouldn't be the same like the incidents of 2016. It was today, peace, tomorrow, we've gone back to war.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to take up as a citizen right now is taking the ownership of this country. Let's not only focus on the leaders, because after all, it's their manipulation that, you know, bring us to fight each other. If we don't allow them, you know, to manipulate us as a citizen, they will not fight by themselves. So let's take the ownership and try to protect ourselves as a citizen of this country. Let's try to protect ourselves from, you know, that, you know, self-centered interest of our leaders that, you know, if I am not this, you know, you shouldn't be this and you should fight for me or you should do this for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, you know, take our interest as a priority, as a citizen of this country and not the one of the leaders. And that is what will prevent us from going back to war.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I just wanted to quote what one of the, I think, prominent leaders say in this country. Too many agreements.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonored. And I think the thing that Elder had wisdom, that really too many agreements have been dishonored in this country. And I want to agree with the caller from our Will,
mm-hmm.
That what we need is not celebration. What we need is really genuine peace. What we need is reconciliation. Mm-hmm. But before you talk about reconciliation, where is the justice? If you look at chapter 5 of the peace agreement, it's talking about justice. The other day, one of the leaders in this country said in one of the forums, and it touched me. He said, as day leaders will be celebrating, hugging each other, laughing with each other, some of the people, citizens down there, mourning,
mm-hmm.
saying, these are the people who might have killed my brother or my sister or my siblings. Now here they are hugging themselves as if nothing has happened. So I agree with him that before even we talk about reconciliation, we also need to talk about justice to the people whom we have lost life and issues to do with victims. And if you're talking about justice in this country, people refer you to that is a foreign concept. No, even during the liberation time, there was justice system, you know, where, you know, if you have done something bad, you must go through a certain process, you know. So I really do believe that the issues of justice, you know, I should be dealt with. What message will he give to citizens about this agreement is going to be holding? I think the success of this agreement is not vested on the leaders. The success of this agreement will only happen if the citizens of this country take ownership of the country. Because this country does not belong to few people, it belongs to all of us. So if you're in our will, you should be able to tell leaders, is enough. We don't want wars, we want peace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But peace cannot be brought by them, the leaders. It is us. So the agreement, it is just on the paper. But then how do you translate this into real implementation?
Very important.
And Sabit William, we are into the 2 months of the pre-transitional period. And there are very critical things that we have not even tackled in the pre-transitional period. The issues of the IBC, Independent Border Commission, to resolve the issue of states, is still unholding. It's supposed to be resolved within the pre-transitional period of 8 months. It took these leaders the whole of 8 months in Addis Ababa and Khartoum. They could not resolve the issue of states. Now they are left with really 6 months to resolve this. I'm still to see that Messiah, that miracle that will happen for them to resolve the issue. And we are supposed to go for referendum within the 6 months. So you see, so for me, where I sit, I still feel like it's still too early for me really to celebrate until I see some dividends, some achievements that they have really done, apart from appointing people to these respective institutions.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at some more messages. Lokori Pedro from Kapoita is saying, I urge our leaders from both parties to demonstrate the commitment of implementing the revitalized peace agreement. And another text message coming here from Mal Adao Mal in Bortown, and he's saying, hi, Sevid. We people of Jongle State are not that happy nor celebrating Peace Day. Yesterday and today morning, we had two heavy attacks in two separate places. This is so sad, according to Mal Adao Mal in Bortown. And earlier, my guest in the studio did mention that right from the beginning about these incidences, which is very, very unfortunate indeed, as people in Juba are celebrating and in other parts of the country is bleeding. Well, because that's the time we have right now. Just in less than a minute each, I'm going to give you a chance to send your final remarks. What will be your messages, Wani Michael?
I think my last message to the leaders is that they have a responsibility as our leaders. We are not looking forward to messages. We are looking forward to actions. We have listened to them in so many occasions. They should look at an old woman. I know there are so many old women and old men and young men and women who has gone to the mausoleum. Others went as early as 6 a.m., as 5 a.m., standing there. For them, they don't have seat. You know, for them, they're sitting comfortable. Mm-hmm. But somebody has devoted himself or herself to go to that mausoleum to listen to their message. What message of hope are they going to give us? What implementation mechanism are they going to put in place to bring our hopes back? So I am really looking forward to hearing and to seeing the body language and to listening to the message that the president and the other leaders are going to give us, because I will not focus on our neighbors, because they are going to encourage us, hey brothers, right, as you fight in your house, you know, resolve this. But the president and the political leaders have really something.
That's the time we have. Thank you. And thank Jacob, very fast, what would be your final remarks?
Well, my final remark to the leaders is that I would want them to speak out on issues of reconciliation. How do they want to reconcile our communities? And not just empty words. Let them put those words with action. We have had a lot of messages from them, but this time we need them to put them into action. My other message to the citizen of this country is that this peace implementation is in our hands. It's not only in the hands of the leaders. Mm-hmm. It's not only in the hands of the civil society, but it's our responsibility as the citizen of this country. Otherwise, our leaders will just focus on their positions and will not attain the peace that we have all been yearning for.
All right.
So thank you.
Jacob Ball, Wani Michael, thank you so much for coming to this special programming on the celebration. They do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And yes, we'll be going back. We'll be going to the news. And when we come back, don't forget, still a lot will be coming to you on this special day that we that is being celebrated at the Dr. John Garang Museum. The news first.